suppose your legs have married me and Hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And here we are. We are on Facebook Live. Yay! Hi, Facebook Live. Tracy, so of course, you and I were hooked to our TV sets, also known as the boob tube.
That's right, honey.
That's the jamma talking.
That's the jamma talking.
The grandmas of jams.
That's right.
That's our lingo.
We still say boob.
That's right. Yep. Boobs. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Bartel.
Yes.
All right. So it is true. We watched The Real Housewives of the OC, and girl, it is getting crazy.
Yes, it is.
Crazy. Yes. First off, let's just say how much we would love to go on vacation or any party with Shannon Bedore.
Would love it. Totally agree. She is so happy.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not proud of being addicted to these reality shows, but she sends a really great message to women. She sends such a great message that you can be at your lowest point and you can always get out. And look how much happier she is.
Well, it's because she's getting laid.
That is probably
true. Can I say that on the radio?
She did.
I just did.
Oh, my goodness. That is true. But, I mean, just in general, just, you know, finding herself and taking that leap and,
Well, again, so you know, her now ex-husband, David, he cheated on her. And so that's a very hard thing. And she tried really hard to save her marriage.
Right.
And finally, it just ended. And like you said, now, and she's lost like 40 or 50 pounds. And now she's dating all over the place.
And she's genuinely
she's happy.
You can just see it.
You
feel
can
it through the screen.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, of course, the ladies were doing a fun little adventure in L.A. because it's so cute. You know, some people have never been to Rodeo Drive.
Girl, let's just break it down. Ooh. So what's weird is Gina has never been to LA, but her husband has been traveling back and forth for 3 years in LA, and you've never been to LA?
It's the weirdest thing.
That
and then
is.
She's like, well, he had an affair, but he works there, but it's not like he had the affair there in LA.
So where did he have it?
Okay, girl, why are you covering for him?
I don't know.
It's weird that she does that. So let's first talk about this huge segment part where Tamra makes Bronwyn cry.
Oh, girl.
Now, Bronwyn's the new girl, of course, to the show. She's super beautiful with 7 kids. I don't know how it happened.
I don't either.
And then she has the coolest rock star of a mom who actually wasn't that cool, though, growing up with,
I guess not.
Because mama put herself before her child.
Yeah.
She said, I'd be 4 years old and my mom put like our key to our house around my neck and then I would just let myself in and no one's around.
And what's weird too is her mom just doesn't see anything wrong with that.
No, she doesn't.
I personally think that's kind of like once you have a kid, you know, like
it's
your
everything.
Priority shift. Yeah.
She's like, Mom, you shifted me around to like everybody
she let
and
herself
anybody.
In the house at 4 years
old. Well, her mom was in a rock band.
Yeah.
And so she would just be like, hey, you guys, take care of my daughter.
She's like, it's not normal. She's like, you have family around.
I know.
Which, you know, a lot of family does raise, you know,
it takes a village to hire.
If anybody can jump in and help I guess.
So this is a part of why Bronwyn is the way she is. She kind of like covers up what she really is truly feeling. It's a way for her to save herself. But so Tamra actually catches Bronwyn in a lie. And here it is right here.
I have your messages to Gretchen and Lizzie. Hi there. I hope you don't mind me reaching out. If you're free, give me a call or meet up for coffee. Let me know. And your text to Lizzie? Hi there. We have a mutual friend in common. Mm. Sam teaches my kids school and says you're super sweet. Mm. Ya liar.
Ooh, you a liar.
Okay, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this. So she caught her in a lie, all right? But I've never liked Tamra. Tamra has figured out she should give a seminar on how to stay on a reality show for a long time.
Ooh, she good.
Because she has figured out how to get around the drama so it's not focused on her.
Right.
How to drop something like a bomb and then leave. I thought she was incredibly mean to her.
You did?
I did.
I didn't.
They all ganged up on her. I get that you caught her in a lie. So say, you know, well, why did you lie about it? But you don't think she got kind of mean?
No, absolutely not. She's the one actually that got up off of her seat and gave her a hug and said, don't cry. I don't want you to be upset. She literally was saying, I know you. If someone did that to you, there's every 100% way that you would come up and say something to them.
Well, yeah, I would.
So that's what she did.
No, that is what she did.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, then Shannon starts ganging up on her. It seemed like a gang up. She's like, but why did you lie? You know, I mean, I don't think her reaction warranted like crying.
Oh, Bronwyn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she felt bad. Because, but, again, she's trying to be friends with these ladies.
No, absolutely. If somebody, for sure. If somebody was saying lies about me when I asked you straight out. But I don't know. It just seemed like they were all coming on her at one time.
I think Tamara actually was more sensitive than Shannon was.
Mm.
So, but anyway, that was really the gist of it. But again, those two seemed, or three seemed to be okay once they found out about the way Bronwyn was brought up.
Right.
They're like, oh, okay. So now, because she explains about her mom and like, you know, she just wants to have friends. And I don't know why she reached out to, again, Gretchen and Lizzie.
And Lizzie. What? Well,
she just have more friends.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. What was the purpose behind that then?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I can see if you're like, I'm on this reality show and I know that you were on it too.
Yeah.
But were you, and clearly you know that they didn't get along. I mean, it came out. It had to have.
It's been going on for years.
But you had a motive. So yeah, I guess you're right. Like, what is her motive?
Maybe that's just her way of trying, you know, all these ladies have these little sneaky ways of staying on
the
show.
Yeah.
But, or she, again, she's just like, I want to be friends with all the popular people. Maybe that was her thing, too.
Maybe, but you don't contact somebody that they're into it with.
No,
I don't know.
I know, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to Greasy Shane.
Ugh. Like,
nasty, nasty, nasty.
He is just, there are no words. I mean, he's just completely, he does not love his wife at all.
No.
He just doesn't. And it's just really sad to watch that she's just taking it.
You and know? It's crazy because, yeah, she seems like this very fierce, confident attorney.
Yeah.
And then it's true. She's like letting him walk all over her.
He is so mean, like blatantly just mean and disrespectful.
Yeah.
I could not keep talking to someone who is not wanting to talk to me. I mean, he clearly did not miss her.
Clearly. Like, it was, he was gone for 10 days staying in a hotel so he could study the bar exam. And then he comes home and the first thing he says, so when are you going to clean the house?
When are you going to clean the house? Oh, where's dinner?
Yeah.
I'm just really, I want to know, how are you? You've been gone for 10 days. Like, let's catch up.
And then he, of course, goes to one of the producers. He goes, honestly, okay,
yes!
If I'm being honest, because, no, I did not miss my family. I will miss my family when I am done doing the things that I do, and then I will hang out with my family. But no, I did not miss my wife. And if she hears it, well, I don't want to lie.
That's not... it's just not a healthy relationship. I wouldn't want to be in something like that. I mean,
he's so mousy looking.
He is. Mm. And like, at a certain degree, it's like, okay, like I could say he's really insecure, so he acts this way. But after a while, that's just not an excuse anymore.
Right?
To talk to your wife that way. I hope she gets out of it.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
All right. So, Kelly, real quickly.
Yes.
Her awkward conversation or relationship with Dr. Brian.
Yes, honey.
Bleh.
Uh-huh. Ugh. Like, so looking at him, to be honest, he, like, freaks me out.
Yes.
He has weird facial expressions, and he kind of freaks me out. The weird thing is that she calls him the one.
Yeah.
We know that she hasn't been dating him that long.
Mm-mm.
So, in real time, we know that they are not together anymore.
Right.
She is with a new guy. She's with a guy on Fox News, actually. It's a Fox News reporter.
At least he's good looking.
He is. And I believe that she has said that he's the one. I think
they're
in
all
one
the
of her
one.
Social media posts.
Like, oh my god! Oh my god!
Everybody you meet is the one. But she was married for a long time, and then
now
she's single. So maybe everybody you meet is the one.
Is the one?
Maybe
she moves very fast. I see.
I think so.
Yeah,
at least she knows what she wants, but she does move pretty quick.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Gina misses her court date,
her
court appearance.
Oh my gosh.
That's a scary thing.
That's
not, you know, a good thing at all. Speaking about Gina, I don't know if you saw this, but her estranged husband, Matthew, was charged with domestic violence yesterday against her. And so that's very disturbing. It's very sad to see that this has happened. So anyway, she did put a restraining order out to him earlier. But again, that did not keep him away from her. So more to come with that. I'm sure we'll see on the show.
I mean, and again, I'll just say, like, I know that they're on a reality show and they're opening up their entire lives and stuff.
Yeah.
This does, I know it's a reality show, but it does help people. To see her at the rock bottom like that, I mean, literally, her family, her parents are amazing.
Oh,
like,
they're cute.
She's at the rock bottom. And, you know, we'll see, like, in a year from now, 2 years from now, she's going to have the strength to be back up again. But we all hit a rock bottom, no matter what it is.
Yeah. And she will get through it.
She will.
You know, you have to. When you have children, no matter what, you have to get yourself back up on your shoestrings and do the things that you need to do, especially because, you know, you have little ones to take care of. So,
yeah.
It was a great show, I thought, other than that.
You know what? I thought it was kind of boring.
Oh, okay. I liked it.
They did that hip-hop class.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, it was fine. There were a few things to talk about. So.
It was all good.
Yeah.
So there you have it. That is a Reality Check with the lovely ladies of The Real Housewives. Till next time.
Ow!
So nasty.